Some big companies around the world were still fighting a cyber attack today, which holds computer data for ransom. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The real estate arm of a big French bank is among companies trying to rid its computers of malicious software today. There have been isolated cases in the U.S., but this started spreading in Ukraine, Russia, Spain, France, and beyond yesterday. Pay $300 in Bitcoin to get the key to unlock your data is the ploy. BBC technology correspondent Jane Wakefield is following this from our partner newsroom in London.
This kind of started in Ukraine with the central bank reporting some issues, the airport reporting some issues, the metro, and then quickly spread beyond that. So we had Russian oil giant Rosneft saying it had been hit, British advertising firm WPP, US law firm DLA Piper. I think now the analysis is that around 60 countries in total fell foul of this piece of malware.
And you've seen this thing? The screen turns red and there's this old style DOS looking script that says, we've scrambled your data and you got to pay the money or else.
This is where it all starts getting not only complicated, but, you know, becoming a bit of a mystery, because the hackers have only put in one email address that they want Bitcoin, which is the virtual currency they want people to pay the ransom in. And that email address was very quickly shut down. And I think at the time of talking now to you, there's about $8,000 worth there. So not a great return on the money. If it was set out as a money making exercise, I think we can say that this has been a failure.
And we don't know who did this.
No, and that's obviously now what the security experts are turning their attention to. There's an increasing belief in the security community that this all started with a piece of Ukrainian tax accounting software, would you believe, called MeDoc. And the company itself has denied it, should be pointed out. But it would be quite believable, especially for a lot of these multinational companies who will have offices in Ukraine, that, you know, they did have this software installed. I believe that it's fairly de facto used across the country. Well, if this was a targeted attack on Ukraine and multinational companies just got caught in the crossfire, as it were, then perhaps this is a politically motivated attack rather than hackers just trying to make money. But you could claim that's also failed as well, because it's caught so many other victims in the crosshairs.
Jane Wakefield is a technology reporter in our partner newsroom at the BBC. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the affected data can be unscrambled. Experts have developed a kind of cyber antibiotic for this, and bigger companies should have backup copies of data. Still, this takes time. Møller Mærsk, the big Danish shipping company, said today it had to stop taking new cargo bookings until it can sort out its computers. Now to something that's on the minds of many market participants this morning, even though the title is a form of anesthesia. Susan Schmidt, Senior Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas, is here to explain. Morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So top of mind is the what is that thing that you're looking at?
Yes, CCAR, otherwise known as the Comprehensive Capital Analysis Review for Banks. And it's much easier to just call it CCAR.
No, it's not easier to say CCAR. It's easier to say stress test. It's part two of the Fed's stress test, in which individual report cards on individual banks come out. And why is that so significant this time around, this year?
Well, it's important this year because it's a big statement on how the regulators are feeling about the banks. And remember that with the Trump administration, one of the themes has been lowering regulation overall and allowing a little more freedom of the banks so that the banks can step in and help support the recovery in the economy. This CCAR will indicate how the regulators are feeling, because the regulators here are basically going to come back with a pass-fail, and if they pass, it means the banks can do a little bit more with their capital, either do more dividends, buy back more shares, and it means the regulators feel pretty good about where the banks are. So the market is expecting a pass grade on all these individual banks from the regulators for the most part, and that's a positive on our forward path here, because it bolsters the argument that we can lower regulation safely.
I see. Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas, thank you.
Thank you.
Stock in Monsanto is up about 0.9% this morning. This after its profits report today beat expectations. The agricultural chemicals and genetic engineering giant has been growing strongly in recent months. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
Monsanto's previous earnings are impressive, but the sources of it are changing. Seth Goldstein is an analyst with Morningstar.
when they've released new corn and soybean seeds, they have been able to get a lot of growth in North America, but the recent growth has really come overseas.
In places like Brazil and Argentina. And China recently approved imports of new Monsanto soybeans. Mainly, though, investors are going to want to hear that a planned $66 billion acquisition by German chemical firm Bayer is still on track. Monsanto just won EPA approval for a new insecticide-producing strain of corn. Mike Gunderson teaches agriculture economics at Purdue. He says such technological advances can be gold mines.
The corn crop is about 14 billion bushels, and if you peg it at $3 or $4 a bushel, that's a pretty sizable marketplace.
Among setbacks for the company, California intends to list the active ingredient in Roundup, one of Monsanto's pesticides, as cancer-causing. I'm Jed Kim from Marketplace.
And you know how some people like to throw coins in ponds for good luck or to make a wish? A woman in China yesterday was spotted tossing coins at the parked airplane she was about to board in Beijing. Passengers alerted authorities. One of the coins ended up in the engine. The inspection took forever, and the plane finally took off more than 5 hours late. Authorities say the 80-year-old coin tosser has no criminal record. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.